We're up to Simen Kuf Mem Gimel Sif Dalet. Sif Dalet is four pages, basically a week. I hope we'll be able to do it all tonight. And it's a very, very important topic, very exciting topic, very interesting topic, and that is, what is the status of a Pasul Sefer Torah? Kriyas HaTorah from a Pasul Sefer Torah. So we've already started to touch on it in Sif Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. Now we're going to get more into it. Now there's Be'etzem, there's five shitas. First is the Machlokas Rishonim, and then there's the three way Machlokas Apoiskim, how to juggle the Machlokas Rishonim. Okay, we'll see what that means in a minute. Okay, so Machlokas Rishonim, very insightful Machlokas, is as follows. It's all brought down here in the Mishabura, so maybe we should do the Mishabura. I don't know. We'll do a quick overview. Can you make a bracha on a Pasul Sefer Torah? The Tshuvas HaRambam and a couple of others say yes. The overwhelming majority of the poskim say no. Kriyas HaTorah from a Pasul Sefer Torah is zero. Even though my chavrusa kept yelling at me when we discussed this the other day, the Mufurish and Tshuvas HaRajbo, the bracha is levatala. The bracha doesn't count. The kriya doesn't count. Nothing. Pasul Sefer Torah is nothing. It's like reading from Chumash, it's nothing. And the Tshuvas HaRambam says that it's mutter. You don't have a Sefer Torah except for a Pasul Sefer Torah. Take out the Pasul Sefer Torah, make a brachos, read. Everything is fine. So that's the Machlokes Rishonim. So again, the overwhelming majority of the posting hold that it's nothing. That means that if you read half the parsha and then you find a problem of Psul and Sefer Torah, it did, according to most posting, it didn't count. You got to take out a new Sefer Torah, start again. Now, what you do with previous weeks and things like that, they didn't really discuss it. Dirshu points out, what about Parsha Zachar? So, okay, there's a discussion about, you know, you find it after Parsha Zachar, what if, you know, all different types of mistakes. The mistakes that can happen, could happen today, and then there's mistakes, it was clear the mistake was, you know, missing a letter. That was there from the time it was written. Or, right?
There's okay. A friend called you, missing a letter.
No. Okay, right there. So that's the Machlokes Rishonim. Then the Maharibe Rav, who is a Rebbe of the Beis Yosef in Tzfat, he has a kind of a compromise between this Machlokes Rishonim. He says like this: that which you already read, you yotzei, the brachas are good brachas, the kriya is a good kriya, but that which you need to do now, mikano lahava, in the future, now you can't read from this Pasul Sefer Torah. You can't make a bracha on the Pasul Sefer Torah. Now you must take out a new Sefer Torah, kosher Sefer Torah, brachas, read, and do everything mikanu laba from the kosher Sefer Torah. Okay, so he basically splits the psak between the Rambam and the others. That which you already did, you can be samech on the Rambam. It's good. But that which you need to do now, you cannot be samech on the Rambam. You need to go with Rov Rishonim, and therefore you need to take out a new Sefer Torah, and brachas, and read from the new Sefer Torah.
Does it matter on what the mistake is, the problem?
We'll get there. Then there's a Mordechi. She does a Mordechi, which is similar to the Maharibe Rav, which means you should take out a Kasha Sefer Torah and do Mikano Lahava from the Kasha Sefer Torah. However, if you already read from the Pasul Sefer Torah, right, and then you find a mistake, you should stop where you are. You already read three psukim. You can make an ali. You stop. You make the bracha on the Pasul Sefer Torah. The bracha achron on the Pasul Sefer Torah. And if you can't stop because you didn't, basically, you can continue reading until an appropriate stop. The first place you can stop means you need at least three psukim, and then you have to make sure that you have at least more than two psukim to the end of the parsha, right? Otherwise, we discuss that. Yotzim, Nechlasim, fine. So, according to Rahi, you continue reading until the first place that you can stop. You make the bracha achrona or on the Pasul Sefer Torah. Then you take out the kosher Sefer Torah and you continue. And then the Ramah has some, like a pshara between the Maharibe Rav and the Morchi, which is sort of a pshara between the Rambam and the others. And the Ramah says like this: if you could stop where you are, stop, make the bracha on the Pasul Sefer Torah. Okay, which is like the Morchi. But where he disagrees with Morchi, you're not going to go weiter. Meaning if you can't stop, Morchi says, so continue until a place where you can stop and then make the bracha achrona. Rama says, no. You can make the bracha achrona if you can stop right here and now. If you can't stop right here and now, put the Pasul Sefer Torah back, take out a kosher Sefer Torah, continue reading, and at the end of the Aliyah and make the bracha achrona on that Aliyah. You're not going to continue reading from Apostle Sefer Torah according to the Rambam. Okay, now the Magen Avraham, the Bach, Chayyadam, a lot of person go with the Mordechai against the Rama. We're going to see that right now. Okay. So what I just said was an abridged version of the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Yud Gimel, which is the entire page. Okay, we'll skim through it since we already said it all over. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Yud Gimel. Kidei Lavin is Divrei Zeh HaSeif. In order to understand the Sif, Akdima Zeh Akdama Ketzara, we need a little Hakdama. Boo. Das Rova Poskin the Sefer Torah Shechaser Teva Achas O As Achas O Shenim Teva Tos, a Sefer Torah with a mistake, missing a letter. Psula Likuzba. Okay? And everything that you read is nothing. That's the first 5, 6, 7 lines. Then there's a period. Skip down a couple of lines. V'das mixes poskim. Some poskim hold. That's the Rambam. Da'afilu chotze kama psukim. Even if it's missing some psukim, it's certainly a little mistake. Okay? So you say like this. Interesting chakira. Avdilo nikra sefer Torah le'in she'kayim ba'mitzvah sase shekseiv sefer Torah. You cannot fulfill a mitzvah sase of writing a sefer Torah with a puzzle sefer Torah. Everyone agrees to that. Just in terms of the reading, you're allowed to read it if you don't have another one. Now, Minyan Machaber already told us, we learned last week in Sif Gimel, even in a village where there's no kosher Sefer Torah, Eim Avarchanam, you cannot read it on a Apostle Sefer Torah. So the Machaber already passed in Sif Gimel against the Rambam. Yerachadchila, Ein Lahotzi Sefer Torah Psula, Levarach Alea, Fil B'makam She'en Lacheres. Ach, but in Nimta Tos Acha Shekva Karu Asidra, you found the mistake after you already read from the, you took it out, you read, you found the mistake. Pasak Amari Beirav Dileim B'diyeved Somchen Al Daskas Poskim Anal Shemachshir Likosva Ba'Also Lahem Akriya. The Eitzel Lotzi Sefer Torah Cheres V'Eskimo Imo Ha'Achronim Bazed. That which you already read, you rely on the Mekilim and it's good. Uadin and Nimtza Tos Ben Gavra LeGavra between Aliyahs, and but you didn't finish the 7 Aliyahs yet. Le'inyim Hashikar Karo Somchal Das Amekilim Hanal Sheyotu B'Diyevin. That which you already read with Somchal Das Amekilim and you Yotze. Ach, but Likos Ba'od. Awesome. But to continue reading, that you're not allowed to do. And Motzi Nacher, take out another one and pick up where you left off. Umashlimin Akruim Im Osim Hashem Shekaro B'Mutas. Okay, so here basically says like this. That which you already read, you're Yotze. You read 4 Aliyahs, you're Yotze. You only have to read now, take a kosher Sefer Torah and read the last 3 Aliyahs. However, the Poskim say, he brings that over here, and the Mishnah Berurah also, later on, that it will be better, since it's not, I guess the Indian, like, to go back and reread what you read is like a Tircha D'Tzibur, and we don't make you do that. But it would be better to have the 7 Aliyahs all from the Kasha Sefer Torah. So if you could split up the remaining 3 Aliyahs into 7, that's better. You're not chayef to do them Iker Adim, but if you could turn it into 7, right, it's a Shabbos, you're allowed to add, so that would be better. Okay, so that's Ben Gavra LeGavra. But if you find a mistake in the middle of the Kriya, I feel the Kriya Koro Habe Psukim. You read a lot of Psukim. I feel the Gomar Kriya Sot Legamre. You finished everything, but you didn't make a Bracha Achrona. Ein Levarech Bracha Achrona La Psula. You cannot make, you finish reading. Okay? You're up to Bracha Achrona. You find the mistake. You cannot make a Bracha Achrona on that Pasul Sefer Torah, according to the Mari Beirav. That's called the Chatzchila. Ella, what should you do? Take out another Kasha Sefer Torah, read the Psukim, and then say the Bracha Achrona on that Kasha Sefer Torah. Okay, that's Shitas HaMachaber, like the Mari Beirav, which is a combination. That which you already did, B'diavet, Yisamech on the Rambam, Yotze. That which you have to do now, you cannot rely on the Rambam. You need to use a Kasha Sefer Torah. Even if you're about to make the Bracha Achrona on the Aliyah and you find the mistake, you cannot make the Bracha Achrona. Take a new Sefer Torah, read 3 additional Psukim. You're not going to make a Bracha Rishona. Only read 3 Psukim, Bracha Achrona. The original Bracha Rishona, Mishra assumes, is going to count. Not everyone agrees to that. If you hold that the first Kriya is nothing, those posts can hold that the Bracha Rishona was a Bracha Batal Amamish. I don't say mamish, but it sounds like it's a bracha of a Torah. You need to say three psukim, and you want to say bracha achrona, because
so it shouldn't be a bracha of a Torah, even though it's a...
Well, you need to make a bracha achrona.
Even though it's a puzzle,
so you can't make, according to the Ma'ari Beirav, you can't make a bracha achrona on the puzzle Sefer Torah. So you're going to take out a new Sefer Torah, read three psukim, and then say the bracha achrona. V'das ha-mordechi shimfar karu shosho psukim ve'ef shel ha-haf shiksham. If you already read three psukim and you can make an aliyah there because it's not within two to the end, poskim sham mubarach bracha achrona. You can say the bracha achrona on the puzzle Sefer Torah. And if he didn't yet read, or he read through psukim, but he can't stop there for technical reasons, yikra tos ba'peh, keep reading, read the tos, you know, by heart, if it's not there, whatever it is, finish the kriya b'psula, the first place you could stop, v'yivarech bracha achrona on the psula, v'yachakach yotzi acheres, and then take out another sefer, a kosher sefer Torah. That is Shita Samorcha. That means you have to stop the first place you can stop, but until you find an appropriate stopping place, you continue reading for the Pasal Sefer Torah, and then you make the Bracha Achrona on the Pasal Sefer Torah. Skip the brackets. He has a compromise between the compromising Shitas. If you did not yet read three Psukim, Lo Yevarech Bracha Achrona. Do not make a bracha achrona. Because you can't make a bracha achrona until you have an appropriate stopping place. You don't have an appropriate stopping place over here, so you can't make the bracha achrona. Ela yotzi acheres, take out a kosher one, v'yigmar kriyoso shama, v'yivarech bracha achrona, u'kedasa mechaber. But, about in kvar kara shosha psukim, and he's in a place where he can stop, daito kamordechi d'yivarech bracha achrona ala psua, v'yachriach yotzi acheres. Yata Novalar the Shulchan. Okay. That means the Rama says like this. If you make a bracha achrona, make the bracha achrona. Not like the Ma'ariv Rav, who won't let you do that. Yes, like the Mordechai. However, the Mordechai takes them one step further. You're allowed to continue reading the Pasuk Sefer Torah until you find an appropriate place to stop. The Rama says, no, you can't do that. You must, if you can stop right here, great, make the bracha achrona here. If you can't stop right here, so then you can't make the bracha achrona because it's not a stopping point. You have to take a new sefer Torah, continue reading, and then stop, and then make the bracha achrona. Okay, so those again are the five shitas. The Rambam says you can read from a pasul sefer Torah, make a bracha, you know, if you don't have a kashima. Most Rishonim say that you can't. The Ma'ariv Rav has a compromise, and the Shulchan Aruch is going to bring down now the shitas Ma'ariv Rav. That which you already did, you yotze. What you need to do, you're not allowed to do in a pasul sefer Torah. The Mordechai says, he sort of agrees with Ma'ariv Rav, but, you know, he doesn't take it so, you know, in such a strict fashion. But rather, you can continue with the Pasul Sefer Torah until an appropriate stop, make the Bracha Achrona, then take out the Kosher Sefer Torah. And the Rama has a compromise within that. Not like the Ma'ariv Rav, who says he can't even make a Bracha Achrona. You read through Psukim, you can stop here, make the Bracha Achrona. Shulchan Aruch says, don't make it. Rama says, yeah, make it. You can't stop here. Mordechai says, keep reading. Says Rama, no, like Ma'ariv Rav. You can't keep reading. Take out a kosher sefer Torah, keep reading the kosher sefer Torah, and then make the bracha achrona. Okay, in terms of how we paskin, even though we didn't read one word of the Shulchan Aruch, look at this humongous Bir Halacha. Halfway down the Bir Halacha. By me, it's the first word on the line is harosh. It says there's a period. There's vihine. You got it? Vihine. Vihine. Oh, you have it highlighted. Even though by Doros Rishonim, Minig was like Rov Rishonim, go back to the beginning of the laning. Go back to the beginning. Meaning the Ma'ariv Rav had like this wild shita. Like nobody held like that. It's a compromise. Like, is it kosher or is it pasul? Oh, well, that which you already read, kosher. What you have to read in the future, I shouldn't say kosher. That which you already read, yotze, but you can't continue, you have to read something else. Like, it doesn't, it's like kind of this compromise that's really hard to understand. Either it's good or it's not good. So if it was good, it's all good. If it's not good, none of it's good. Okay, so he had this mechudesh dika way of looking at things, and the Shulchan Aruch accepted the Bar-Ribah Rav, and that became what people did. But before he came up with that, by the Rishonim, the most Rishonim say, you're not yotze, starting from the beginning, and that's what they did. He says, nowadays that the Shulchan Aruch became the book, so Shibachol Makom is inspired in Min Karas Mar-Ribah Rav. So then the meaning became like the Mar-Ribah Rav, that which you already read is good, but you got to stop right there and take out a new Sefer Torah. If you find a mistake in the middle of the Aliyah, now there are different minhagim. Yesh mekomo shenispashin aminig rakesh shulchan aruch ukehachros haramah, like the shulchan aruch with the understanding of the ramah, which is not exactly the shulchan aruch, ukemosh shikas of a shach. Okay, which means that you can make the bracha achrona if you're finished, but you cannot continue reading with this pasul sefer Torah. V'yesh mekomo shenispashin aminig amorachi, like the Magen Avraham says, which is that you can continue reading the pasul sefer Torah until an appropriate stop, then you make the bracha achrona the pasul sefer Torah, then you take out a kasha sefer Torah. If there's a set minhag, like the Ramah, or like the Maribe Rab, or like the Mordechai, so you don't. It's very hard to change a minhag. You can't tell me he's doing something wrong. Each one has migdolei poskim to rely upon. They're tzaddikim. Everyone's right. Who's right? Everyone's right. Three shitas that are all accepted, all right. Ah, the question is, says the Bir Halacha. Bir Halacha is not coming to tell a community what to do that already has a minhag. This is what they do. Can't tell you what to do. But Mokum she'en kan adayim minhag kavua. But what if you don't have a minhag kavua? What should you do? So Mashma ma'amogin Avram di'esh nino ke'am mordechi. V'chein etiko chai adam ederech ha'chayim. So for the Mogen Avram goes with the Mordechi. That you can continue reading the Pasul Sefer Torah until an appropriate stop, make the Bracha Achrona on the Pasul Sefer Torah, then take out the Kasha Sefer Torah. I'm skipping a bunch of lines. By me, it's the next page already. Omnam Shar Harbe Achronim. However, the other many Achronim, Tavsu Kulam Adinei Kipsaka Shulchan Aruch HaKhras HaRamah. They went with the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, with the Hachra of the Ramah. Now, the Shulchan Aruch holds like Maribe Rav, you can't do anything weiter. You have to stop where you are and take out a Kasha Sefer Torah. What if you're up to a Bracha Achrona? According to the strict reading and understanding of Maribe Rav, you cannot make the Bracha Achrona. According to the Ramah, you can. So he keeps saying, the Shulchan Aruch uka Achra is HaRamah, which means, Lafuke, to the exclusion of the Mordechai, who says keep reading, you cannot keep reading, but according to the Ramah, I'll let you make the Bracha Achrona on the Aliyah. Who passes like the Ramah, the Levush and Yoredeya, the Shach over there, El Yerabba, Bishen Kamaposkim, Nahar Shalom, Yaakov Emden, Magin Giborim, Va'al Kain, says the Bir Halacha. Nachon ma'od linog lechatchila kedas ha-shulchan aruch va-ramah b'makom she'ein minig kavua lehefech. If you don't have a set minig, you should do like the Ramah, which means that if you're at a stopping point, you can make the bracha achrona on the pasul sefer Torah, and if you're not at a stopping point, then you must put away the sefer Torah, take out a kasher one, continue reading at least three psukim in the new kasher sefer Torah, and then make the bracha achrona. Okay, then he brings down from the Shari Ephraim that if he is an opinion that relies on the Rov Rishonim, which is start again from the beginning, everything you just did was didn't count, and start it again. So he says you have on whom to rely for that. That is Das Rov Rishonim and the Gra. Here he says, but you don't really have to start again from the beginning. Just start again from the Aliyah. That means, don't make the Bracha Achrona, which is like the Maribir, but there, Okay, he's saying if those, basically until now, we're mostly talking about the Mordechai and the Rama. But if you have those who rely on the Shulchan Aruch, which is not to make the bracha achrona and to take out the Sefer Torah, he says that's okay. And that's really what Rav Rishonim hold, because they hold there was nothing. But he says you don't have to go so far and say start again from the beginning, just start again from the beginning of the Aliyah. It's like another compromise within the Machmir. Okay, now let's read through Shulchan Aruch. Kuf Mem Gimel Dalid. If you find a mistake in a Sefer Torah while you're reading it, you take out another Sefer Torah, you start from the point where you found the mistake, you already read X number of aliyahs from the first Sefer Torah, which ended up being puzzled, they count, take out a new Sefer Torah, continue reading, and be mashlim, whatever you read, read four, three more from the new Kasha Sefer Torah. That's if you found it in between aliyahs. Okay, because Mari Be'rav, Shulchan Aruch, we rely on that which you already read is okay. Like the Shuta Rambam. Mishuot Sivkot and Tazayin says, so when you take it, really, Mikra Din, you could count the aliyahs that you read in the Pasul Sefer Torah, but it would be better if you could take what's left and split that into seven aliyahs. Fine, but it's not necessary. The Imnimta Toz Be'emta Kriyas HaKore, what if you find it in the middle of the aliyah? Gomer Kriyaso Be'Sefer HaKosher, finish the Kriya in the Kosher Sefer Torah, Umavarech Lachareha, and then make the Bracha Achrona. Okay, you find a mistake in the middle of the aliyah, you close up shop, you take out a new Sefer Torah, finish the aliyah, and make the bracha achrona. However, you're not going to make another bracha rishona, because according to the Rambam, the first bracha, the bracha rishona was fine. According to the others, it's not fine. The einachoz levarech lefaneha. You're not going to make another bracha rishona. It's because the first bracha not only was kosher, it counted. But there's a double chiddush here. One chiddush is that it counted, because it didn't count at all. And not only did it count for the first Sefer Torah, but it even counts for the second Sefer Torah. I think that's what the Aruch HaShulchan disagrees with that. I don't know. But that's what the Mechaber says. Here, and then the Mishmur says the end of Sivkat and Chaf. But he's about where he made the bracha and then they find the mistake right away. So take out a new Sefer Torah. So he says you don't need to make another bracha. And then he says, but in such a case, don't protest. They have on whom to rely. And then in footnote in Sharatzion Chav, he says not because the first bracha was zero because it was on a Pasul Sefer Torah. He's not saying that. Because b'diavad we're saying the Sefer Torah, the Pasul Sefer Torah counts. Tamam shel matzrichim levarach, the ones who say you do have to make another bracha, mishum da'adayin lo chala bracha klal, the bracha wasn't chal yet, because as soon as he made the bracha, he found the mistake. Kemesh shenoda ad shelo etzchil likos klal, because he didn't have a chance to read it all. Okay, that is the Mechaber. Okay, I'm going to stop.